Okay, so first question, it says, where on the website did you talk about the early church father who said God rules like a Roman emperor? What is his name? So this is a great question for a couple of reasons. One, it gives us an opportunity to remind people that our website has a really great search engine. So if you go to the website and you find that little hourglass, you type in, if you just type in Roman Empire, you'd find multiple places, because I referenced that quote in multiple places. You'll find multiple places. If you'd done that, just checked a couple of the blogs that came up, you'd have found it very quickly. One of them, one of the best, because it also provides this exact quote with the reference and the source, but it also provides several other quotes, is a blog I wrote back in September 4, 2025, entitled A Response to Eugene Pruitt's Public Paper. And in that blog, this quote is there. It's Eusebius is the historian that did this. You can find the reference for it, the full quote, and many other quotes as well. So, and there's other early church fathers quotes even before that. So just remind everybody, great search engine. Try making a search and see if you can find it. If you can't, then send in a message or a question like that. Next is, can you share your thoughts on this statement? Now, this statement has come up repeatedly over the years. But it's a statement from Ellen White and Spiritual Gifts 193. It says, God cannot take the slave to heaven who has been kept in ignorance and degradation, knowing nothing of God or the Bible, fearing nothing but his master's lash, and not holding so elevated a position as his master's brute beasts. But he does the best thing for him that a compassionate God can do. He lets him be as though he had not been. End quote. And the person says, can't God save the slave in this situation? And this goes directly to, what do you understand salvation to be? What do you understand salvation to be? Is salvation a legal act that frees one held in legal bondage of slavery? If that's the case, then of course he could. If that's what you think salvation is. But that's not what salvation is. Salvation is healing, restoring, and recreating in the inner man Christ's likeness. Now, how can Christ do that? Can God, and this is goes back to understanding again reality, God has the power to reach inside any creature, any human being, any angel, and by the use of his divine power, make changes inside their heart and mind. Change the pattern of their thoughts, change the things that they know, erase memories, put implant new memories. He can change anything he wants. If he does that, first and foremost, then he isn't the God that we have come to believe him to be, a God that we can trust and a God of love and freedom. He's a manipulator, number one. He's the kind of person Satan says he is if he were to do that, but he has the power to do it. Number two, though, if he did that, would he actually save the person he's doing that to? No, he actually destroys them. He erases their individuality. He makes them into something they are not. The only way God saves is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Truth, love, leaving people free to decide. And that's why Paul said in Romans, every person must be fully persuaded in their own mind. It's only as you choose truth that you're able to be transformed. Salvation is not genetic reproduction of the current body we're in. This slave in the example talking here, God could certainly take that person's genetic structure and create a clone, what you might call an identical twin. If you know any identical twins or identical triplets, you know they have the same DNA. They are not the same people. They have different individualities, don't they? Yes. And so she's talking about saving the individuality, not the biology of the person. Yes, God can reproduce that physical body, but it's not the body that he's going to save. Jesus said, don't be afraid of the one that can destroy the body, but can't destroy the soul. He's talking about their individuality. And what she's describing here is that through human abuse, a individual was born at birth into a situation in which they were so abused, so dominated, so treated like an animal, that they never actually had any opportunity for truth of God's kingdom to make a way in for them to make a decision on. They have not rejected salvation, but they also, because they've never even seen the choice of it, They haven't rejected it, but they also don't have life in them. They still have the life of fear and selfishness that we all come into. And the only thing God can do for them is let them be as if they won't come up in the judgment. They won't face the great white throne. They won't, because they have no culpability in any of the position they're in. That's what I understand she's saying here. Mm-hmm. It's not a legal thing. It's, again, when you understand design law, what else would you have God do? And then the last question, only one more question. It says, Dr. Jennings, I have a few friends who keep talking about being the target of demonic attacks or being demon-possessed. Often it is being possessed by the spirit of Jezebel or being the subject of witchcraft. Recently, they said they had to cast out multiple demons from a person. In Mark 5, it talks about Jesus casting demons out of a demoniac. Can you briefly explain the reality of demon possession and casting out demon spirits? I cannot briefly explain that. However, good news for you. If you go to our website on the homepage and just scroll down on the homepage, you will see down about halfway down the homepage, you will see a talk that I did called Spiritual Warfare, Angels, Demons, Quantum Mechanics, and Your Brain. And I encourage you to watch that because I go into a very comprehensive explanation of understanding our spiritual nature, what spiritual warfare actually is, and how we deal with it. And there are slides. You can download the slides too, but I encourage you to watch that. And then if you still have questions, send your questions in. And that was it for today. You all have a good week.
Thank you.